Your best time. Cycle Tour Podcast is brought to you by Dis-Chem. Choose safe supplements.
Thank you for downloading Your Best Time podcast. In this series, we bring three guinea pigs into our pedal stroke laboratory and ask them about their goals for the Cape Town Cycle Tour. We ask cycling scientist Ben Capostagno to analyze their training plans and reveal if they are on the right track. Today's guinea pig is Adele, a social media expert and cycle tour virgin, who has convinced her husband to join her on this journey. Apparently, a couple who pains together remains together. She's expecting to have a very long day in the saddle. Listen to the podcast and guess how long it'll take Adele to finish the 109-kilometer course. Email your prediction to jonathan.answer@gmail.com. The person who gets closest will win a bicycling shirt and a cycle up Chapman's Peak with Adele and bicycling editor Mike Finch. So, Ben, our first case study is Adele Kruger.
Okay.
Adele is... she's, I'm not quite sure how to describe her. She's a newbie cyclist.
Okay.
And she's doing the cycle tour with her husband.
Right.
And I think as cycle tour virgins, they're going to, their first time is going to be a very, very long time.
Okay.
Let me play you the interview.
So this is your first cycle tour. And when did you buy your bicycle?
Yesterday. And I think, what's the date? We're about halfway through Jan, so I'd say I'm behind schedule.
So how behind schedule is she?
Yeah, look, I think it's not an ideal situation for Adele at the moment. You know, having just bought her bike sort of mid-Jan and, you know, with the bike, or the race being sort of 6 weeks or, no, 7 weeks away from then, probably not the greatest start, but...
But just before we get on to Adele specifically,
yeah.
Can somebody just rock up to the cycle tour with very, very little training, or in fact no training, and just ride it?
Yeah, I think there are those annoying people who can do that. Yeah. You know, they can just sort of borrow a bike or pull the bike out the garage, dust it off, and off they go and actually ride a reasonable time. Whether they enjoy it is maybe a different thing. So I think that's the important thing about sort of training, is that it prepares you for the event so that, you know, your enjoyment is a lot more than just sort of rocking up on the day.
So Adele is so far, she's behind schedule, but she's still okay.
I think she'll be okay.
Let's see what happens.
And what is your training plan?
Don't have one. That's next on the list. Ticked off getting the bike, so now to find a training schedule, I'm better still.
So where does one find a training schedule?
Look, there are a couple of options, obviously, for it. I know there are numerous coaching service providers that offer sort of online programs that you can download. I'm not sure of how many of them do sort of shorter ones, like 6 weeks and stuff. I know on our site, scienceofsport.com, there's a six-week one available. So if she wanted to... even for a beginner, so if she wanted to get it, then she should probably look at different coaching service providers and try and get something. It's always handy if you've got something written down on paper. You know, it takes sort of the guesswork out of training, and you know, if it's written down, you're probably more likely to follow it. You know, you wake up that day, what have I got to do today, or this, and on you go.
How many hours a week should she be looking at?
For Adele, it's probably at this point probably as much as she can fit in. Obviously nothing too excessive. I mean, we're not looking to make her do sort of anything upwards from sort of 16 hours a week, but obviously being new to cycling, just to gradually progress that training load until probably a week and a half out. You know, we don't want to overload her now and put her off before the race has even come. So nothing too strenuous.
And what bike did you buy?
Specialized Hard Rock, which is a mountain bike, but apparently also good for the road.
Okay.
And we might buy slicks for the cycle tour.
I think you should.
Thank you.
How important are slicks?
I think just in terms of decreasing the rolling resistance and adding a bit more speed. That's the one thing that's quite cool about cycling, is it's definitely a sport that you can buy speed. So, I mean, putting slicks on will definitely help her in terms of making the ride a little bit more efficient. So she won't expend as much energy getting over the rolling resistance as if she had sort of knobby tires on.
So slicks is one thing. What else could she do to... cut down her length of time in the saddle in terms of buying gear and bikes?
Yeah, so depending on Adele's budget, obviously, try and make her bike, obviously she's riding a mountain bike, so it's not going to be super light. So try and make it as light as possible. A great place to decrease weight on a bike is wheels. So if she can either borrow some wheels from maybe like a friend who's got a mountain bike with lighter wheels, put those on, that'll definitely help. And then any sort of other of the components that she can change. But I think for Adele, the main focus should be making sure that she's comfortable on her bike.
And why the cycle tour?
As you know, I worked on the event for a few years, and ever since then, always felt that it's something I need to do. I need to, you know, it's one of those bucket list items, and it took me a few years, but we entered, and so 2015 is the year that we're finally going to do it.
And when did you go for your first ride?
This morning.
Okay.
I don't know how far, because we only have bikes and helmets, and we don't have one of those little computer thingies that can measure how far you go. Maybe I need to download an app.
So it's 109 kilometers, and what is your longest distance?
A few years ago, I think I went on a 20k mountain bike ride.
So she's got 20k's under her belt so far.
Well, she did say 20k mountain bike ride, so that's going to be a bit longer on the road. Well, equate to a bit of a longer distance on the road. So, I definitely see, at least hope Adele's planning on putting together a few more longer rides just to get used to, again, being in the saddle and making sure that the bike is comfortable.
So from the psychological perspective, it's important to at least do get as close to the distance as possible.
Absolutely. And one thing I would definitely recommend Adele and other sort of first timers do is it's probably going to sound silly if you live in Cape Town, but drive the route.
Yeah.
You know, start in town, get in your car and just drive and make sure that you know sort of what's coming. You know, how many corners does Smuts have, you know, how steep is Sekaborty? Because a lot of people tend to focus on either sort of the great landmarks in the race, but they miss out the middle bit. So, you know, you forget that, you know, after you've crested Smuts, then you've got that long sort of drag through Komiki and everything till you hit Chappies. And so it's important to know sort of what's coming for you. And obviously that'll help her pacing greatly.
People, as you say, focus on the landmarks, so Chapman's Peak and Sekaborty, but there are some other heels that kind of knock the wind out of your sails, like Smuts.
Yeah.
And also Edinburgh Drive, that Weinberg hill.
Yeah, in my opinion, I still think Smuts is probably the worst climb in the whole race. I mean, I think it's the longest. It might not necessarily be the steepest, but it seems to go on for forever. And as you said, Edinburgh Drive as well, fairly early on. And then even just as you start, you know, coming out of town, there's that little bump to get over before the nice sort of long downhill into Claremont. So I think if you're familiar with all of those and you know, again, what's coming, you know, just takes the edge off a bit.
So would it be a good idea for her to go to these hills and just ride up and down them?
Yeah, definitely. I think in training,
that's maybe scare her off.
No, I don't think so. I mean, she sounds like she's committed. You know, like she said, it was a bucket list item. She's had some experience working with the event, so I don't think there's any sort of anything wrong with Adele's motivation to do the event, which is great. But if she could include some of those climbs in her training rides, great. So she doesn't have to do them all in one go, obviously. But again, just riding the routes, riding the climbs and stuff as much as possible to see sort of what she's in for.
Robbie, I haven't owned a bike since I was a kid. So spinning class, also maybe about 3 years ago once, could hardly walk afterwards. And then
and spinning, gym work?
I think, you know, with someone like Adele who's relatively untrained, you know, a spinning class here or there, if she's pressed for time, you know, some strength work in the gym is definitely going to help prepare her body for the event. So I think, you know, anything she does now is definitely going to help. Even a bit of cross training, if she's sort of pressed for time, she doesn't have a bike, but maybe she enjoys to go out for a run, good, go and do like a half an hour, 45 minute run.
Running, is that good for cycling?
Yeah, definitely. I think that's quite a nice thing about running, is that there's quite a big crossover from sort of running to cycling in terms of benefit, but it doesn't seem to go so much the other way around.
Yeah.
So bad luck runners. Definitely if you've got a bit of, if she can get a bit of running in as well, then it's a good way to sort of increase her fitness.
So what should she be doing in terms of her training plan? You've mentioned that she should be riding up and down some of the hills, that she should do as much as she can, but realistically she works How many times a week should she be riding?
Probably to start with as well. Not to scare off, but I mean, maybe aim for, if it's the first week, 3 to 4 rides. Again, they don't have to be 100K rides, you know, even going out for an hour, hour and a half, an hour spinning class, as we mentioned. Anything like that's going to definitely benefit her. And then gradually increase that to maybe 4 to 5 for the next couple. And then just increase the training load. So in terms of amount of, or maybe the distance or amount of time that she's spending on the bike each week, till up to maybe about a week or two out from the event, and then she can start to decrease it, just so that we try and flush out that fatigue before the race.
Okay.
This morning's ride couldn't have been longer than 10Ks. I didn't look at the time either.
And did you go up any hills?
Slight hills, and my thighs were burning.
Okay.
Yeah.
And your aim to finish it?
Well, I suppose here's where I'm probably going to make a bit of a fool of myself as a Harrimal.
Okay, wait, before she tells us, what do you think is a respectable time for a first-timer who's done not so much training?
Look, I mean, like, I think for Adele, like, if she's doing anywhere between sort of 5-6 hours, I mean, I'd say she's had a very good day. Obviously, she's more than likely, by the sounds of things, will be unseated, so she'll be starting relatively far back. And you know, there's quite a bit of traffic on the road with other cyclists and stuff, so it's not always possible to do the fastest time from the back. So and again, she's riding it with her husband, so I don't think sort of time is going to be a big factor. I think it's going to be sort of a survival kind of game, and might be stopping at some of the water points and stuff, stretching a bit, just making sure that she gets through it. So I think, again, if she's anywhere around the 6 hour mark, she's done very well.
Okay, let's see what she says.
Saying to my mom and sister the other day that, you know, maybe we could try for a sub 5, you know, anything after 5, you know, 5 hours on a bike could become a little bit tedious, and they both just burst out laughing and told me that that was absolutely ridiculous. So I don't know, sub 6, does that sound realistic?
I think a sub 7. But I think you should have a training plan.
Mm. I have every intention of doing lots and lots of spinning classes.
Okay.
And finally putting that gym membership to use.
So you've got intentions, but you've got no actual plans.
No.
What scares you the most about doing a cycle tour?
Oh, there's so much that scares me. The hills and the wind. What if the wind blows?
Well, what if the wind blows?
Yeah, unfortunately, it's one of those things we can't control, particularly in Cape Town. You know, if the southeaster decides to rock up on race day, it could make things sort of a little bit more or a little bit longer than Adele's planning on riding. But look, the thing is to remember that the wind will be there. You know, well, if it's blowing, there's nothing you can do about it. So,
well, you could just find a big guy
and try and slipstream as well. So, yeah. Particularly for new or more inexperienced cyclists, riding in a bunch is probably a fairly new concept. So to try and sort of sit behind, I mean, she's riding with her husband, which will be great. So she's just put him in front and sit on his rear wheel all day. And so I think just don't try and fight the wind or try and sort of sprint through the wind. Pop into an easier gear and just keep your cadence nice and comfortable and make sure that you don't sort of overdo it.
In terms of riding in a bunch for new cyclists, are there any tips about? Because it does feel quite intimidating.
Yeah, it can be very, very much so. Plus, I mean, you know, you're worried about your own sort of skill level, and then the guys around you, one thing. So I think probably one of the best pieces of advice I ever got for riding in a bunch is never look behind you. You know, because when you look behind you, you never sort of focus on what's going on in front of you. Someone could have stopped or turned or wheels overlapped, and then there's big danger. So a crash in a bunch is obviously one thing you want to avoid. Just keep sort of focused on the wheel in front of you. Don't make any sudden movements or break suddenly or too aggressively. So and definitely do not look behind you.
And what sort of person likes to go into the front? I've always been amazed at the type of person who goes to the front of a bunch.
Yeah, I don't know. It must be like an A-type personality thing or something. I'm not entirely sure, but I think it's probably people as well who are a bit fed up and just want to get it done. Well, okay. So.
But that's not Adele's problem.
So during my lengthy 10K ride this morning, I came up with the analogy that buying a house is a bit like buying a bicycle, and vice versa. Everybody warns you about how expensive the house is, and the bond, and you know how expensive the bicycle is, and nobody tells you about all the frills. So, cool, you save up enough money to buy your bike or to buy your house, but you kind of forget about the fact that you need a gardener, and what if the geezer breaks? Oh, and you need home insurance. Oh, and you need to buy a lawnmower and a weed eater, and you need a bicycle pump, and you need a bike carrier for your car, and so that's why we only have bicycles and helmets.
And no chamois shorts.
That is a luxury.
Is it a luxury?
Yeah, I think it's a necessity myself. but it's a brilliant analogy that Adele makes there. But yeah, definitely, I think in terms of comfort, again, like, you know, you want to enjoy the event, so try and make sure you're as comfortable as possible, and then yeah, just buy a sort of make sure you get a pair of cycling shorts for the day, particularly if you're going to be out there for a long day.
And what other accessories should she get?
Obviously, just making sure that they're prepared for all eventualities on the day. You know, mountain bikes, particularly if she's got slick tires on, will be fairly robust to against punctures. Yeah. But make sure that they're carrying maybe an extra tube each, a pump. As well, just to inflate the tire. Generally speaking, it's obviously not a common occurrence, but maybe a chain tool and a spare link just in case their chain breaks. And that's pretty much it. I think once you've got all the spares, you know, for the sort of the day, to make sure that you're covered in case anything goes wrong, you should be okay.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously there are loads of other things like different types of bottles and everything, but just as long as they're prepared for sort of any mechanical issues, so that doesn't cost them sort of their race.
And we've heard a lot about banting, and before it, you know, carbs were the, you know, carbo loading was the way to go.
Yeah.
But now it seems that nobody's going to be eating pasta the night before. But what should Adele take along with her, and what should she have a nutritional plan?
I'm not a dietitian, but from a physiological point of view, definitely some form of fuel. To keep her going. So the body has, during extended periods of exercise, has two main sources of fuel, fat and obviously carbohydrate. So provided she's taking something in along the way, then she should be fine. Adele will probably be taking part or completing the event at a relatively low intensity. So her need for carbohydrate won't be as high probably as someone who's going flat out. But still something, she should be taking in some form of exogenous fuel. And a good idea would be to have that sort of mapped out before race day so that she's not trying anything new on race day. You know, you don't want to sort of take a gel, which is a fairly high concentrated form of carbohydrate, all of a sudden, and then experience stomach issues, you know, halfway
through
the race.
The rest of the race vomiting.
Yeah. Not a good idea. Okay. So
I'll buy that on the 26th of Jan. Yeah. We'll prioritize after payday at the end of January, whether it's the bicycle pump, the shorts, the gloves. Your hands get really sore.
Don't skimp on the shorts.
Okay. No, I think the shorts are most important.
That's good advice.
I was telling my husband last night about udder cream. Do you use udder cream?
No.
I have, unfortunately, a very, very vivid picture in my mind.
I think we better leave that
there. Yeah, that's
But any last tips for Adele?
Probably just from a comfort and actually like a performance point of view as well, considering she's fairly new to cycling. Maybe Adele should look at getting, if she hasn't done already, her bike set up correctly. Again, there are different fitment options available throughout Cape Town. So she should definitely look at getting that done. So that's going to help with sort of performance and obviously comfort on the bike. And then in terms of Adele's goal for the day, she should just focus on enjoyment, really. Yeah. I mean, I know, like, obviously she's got sort of a time goal, rough time goal in her mind, but she must enjoy it. You know, it's a great day. There's so many supporters on the side of the road, and just focus on that. So making sure that she has everything in place to ensure that she enjoys the day, and then, you know, the time will take care of itself, really.
Thanks, Ben. Thanks for listening to Your Best Time podcast, brought to you by Bicycling Magazine and produced by Jonathan Anser and Dan Dews.
Your Best Time Cycle Tour podcast is brought to you by Dis-Chem. Choose safe supplements.